Hi, in this video we'll look at how to use the latest CTP version of Web Protection Library to mitigate some common application security vulnerabilities. Web Protection Library, or WPL, is the next version of anti-cross-site scripting library which provides comprehensive mitigations against vulnerabilities beyond just cross-site scripting vulnerability. We'll look at the changes from two areas: the core library as well as the security runtime engine. In order to demonstrate the changes, I have the sample application opened up in this Visual Studio, which is distributed with the Web Protection Library. So let's go to the login.aspx.cx, and I wanted to show you some of the changes that we made in the core library. First change is that now anti-XSS class methods are marked as obsolete. So whenever you use them, you will get a Visual Studio compiler warning, and you will also see that the documentation states that it's deprecated. So we have replaced the we have provided additional class called encoder, so you can use that class by going to microsoft.security.application.encoder, and you can quickly see all the encode methods. Apart from that, we have added two new methods called CSS encode and LDAP encode. CSS encode is specifically targeted towards providing providing encoding capabilities inside CSS elements. So for example, if you have style tags with CSS in them, you could use the CSS encode class. In this case, we'll just use the HTML encode class. And another method we have provided in the base encoder class is the LDAP encode method. LDAP encode method encodes LDAP filter values according to the LDAP encoding RFC. Now, this filter protects, if you use LDAP encode inside the filter, it will protect you from LDAP injection vulnerabilities. And similarly, CSS encode will protect you from XSS vulnerabilities as well as any kind of cascade style sheet injection vulnerability. So we have moved our HTML sanitization methods to the sanitizer class. So when you go to the sanitizer class, you'll have two methods: getSafeHTML and getSafeHTML fragment. GetSafeHTML sanitizes the entire HTML document. SafeHTML fragment sanitizes a HTML fragment, and basically it removes the scriptable tags and attributes from the HTML and returns you a safe HTML that you can use in your application. So we'll change that to encoder, and that's encoder.html encode. Now, this is the core library. These are the core library changes. In order to demonstrate the SRE changes, we're going to go to the start, all programs, Microsoft Information Security and Web Protection Library, and open up the SRE configuration editor. The SRE configuration editor is essentially a GUI editor for editing webconfig files to enable and disable protections. We have completely redesigned the SRE configuration editor so that to provide easy to use interface to enable and disable these configurations. When you load the configuration editor, you will by default see two protections that are in this version of Web Protection Library. You have the XSS protection, which was part of the 3.1 version, and then the new SQL injection partial protection module, which will detect for any type of SQL queries inside the input, which is very crucial in avoiding SQL injection in application. So let's quickly jump to the Visual Studio window, and let me open the web.config. What I want to show you here is that we have not added the HTTP modules yet. So SRE will do that for you. So once we switch to the SRE, what I'll do is I'll go and open the config file. And in this case, I have the configuration file here. And when I open it, there are no production modules that are part of the configuration. So I'll right click here and I'll say new cross-site scripting production module. It will add that, and then I'll say new SQL injection production module. I'll add that. So once I have that, I can go and edit this much further. And what I from this application, I know that I have certain controls, so I'm going to remove these protections. You don't have to remove these by default. It will still work, and I'm just removing to show you that the functionality exists to customize the configuration. So here I have a lot of controls that I am enabling XSS SRE. So there are approximately 100 odd controls that are listed in here for which the XSS protection is turned on by default. So I have removed all of these, and then I have specified the configuration, and I am turning on the double encoding filter. I'm encoding the derived controls. I'm going to mark the anti-access output to false, and then I'm going to save this. Now when I return to Visual Studio, it knows that the web config has changed, so I will reload it. And now we can see that the two modules have been automatically added, and the sections are automatically added, and the appropriate configuration is now part of the config file. One thing to note here is that previously in the version 3.1, we used to add a separate file into the root folder called anti-access-module.config, which is now gone, and the configuration is now stored in the web config itself, which is better in a way. When you change the anti-access module configuration, it will get automatically affected. So the next step that we're going to do is copy the binaries. So I am going to go to computer, program files, Microsoft Information Security, Web Protection Library, Security Runtime Engine, and I'm going to copy these files to the bin folder. So that's our second step and final step. That's all we need to do. And I'm going to paste these. And once I am done with it, I'm just going to run the application. Now both cross-site scripting and SQL injection modules are enabled in the application. So here we have a vulnerability with the location at location input. So I want to show you that vulnerability. If you go here, which we have already protected, and if we go and enter this, and we can go here, and then we can change any values here, and which will be automatically encoded with the help of SRE. Now we can change this to a SQL query. So let's say select star from users. Imagine that there is a SQL injection vulnerability in the application. Now automatically SRE will be able to detect it and throws an error. I will say potential SQL injection has been detected from the request parameter sname. So in essence, by just using the configuration editor and enabling the configurations in web.config, we are able to mitigate cross-site scripting vulnerabilities and detect any kind of SQL injection attempts in the application. That's all, folks. If you have any questions, please feel free to log on to our Connect website, connect.microsoft.com, and search for Information Security Tools Program and provide your feedback. You can also email us by going to the blog site, blogs.msdn.com/securitytools, and click on Contact Us.